Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thank you for tuning in. A new campus slated for Juneau will be dedicated to immersing children in Alaska Native culture and languages, according to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Last week, during its annual assembly, the tribe announced a plan to build a 12-acre tribal education campus that would serve students from early childhood into college. But as KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, it will be a few years before they break ground.
Tlingit and Haida President Chasli Ish Richard Peterson announced the plans for the new campus during his State of the Tribe address at the 89th Annual Tribal Assembly.
We're trying to build a village. To bring land back isn't just a social movement. It's our way of life. It's bringing the lands that were traditionally ours and taking them and making them ours again, and giving our people the space to thrive.
A walking path weaving through the property would connect the campus buildings. Current Tlingit and Haida education programs will come together on the site, and so will a new tribal college and K-12 school program. Last year, Tlingit and Haida was one of five tribal organizations to receive a state tribal education compacting grant. Education compact agreements allow tribes to develop their own K-12 curriculum and schedule. But unlike charter schools, they'd be independent of existing public school districts. Peterson says the goal of the campus and the tribal schools program is to improve education outcomes for Alaska Native students by providing culturally relevant, place-based lessons.
What we're trying to do is give us a sense of ourselves, that our children can be grown up and raised, surrounded by our own art, our own languages, that those our languages float through the air every day.
The campus will also have a space for a new event center. Peterson says he hopes it can be a gathering place for major events like Celebration, the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, and Native Youth Olympics. And there's room to expand. The 12-acre property, located behind Fred Meyer, is just a portion of 42 acres of land on Glacier Highway that the tribe recently acquired.
Our goal is to grow it out. We've already gotten some feedback. We'll be changing. Classrooms need to be a little bigger. We'll need more parking, but we have the space for that.
The tribe likely won't break ground on the project for at least a few years, with fundraising happening over the next 3 to 4 years. Peterson says a lot could still change about the plan during that time. The tribe also unveiled a plan for a cultural immersion park on more than 450 acres of land near Tea Harbor. That project is in partnership with Allen Marine Tours. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And an Indigenous-led group in Sitka has received an unexpected contribution, two parcels of land on an island just outside of Sitka. As KCAW's Meredith Reddick reports, the herring protectors gathered earlier this month to visit the land and celebrate the unusual gift.
On a drizzly Saturday afternoon, about 40 elders, culture bearers, and supporters of Sitka's herring protectors are boarding an Allen Marine boat bound for the far side of Middle Island, about 6 miles northwest of downtown Sitka. Ashichla Louise Brady co-founded the group Herring Protectors in 2016, initially as a local response to the Standing Rock movement in South Dakota. Now, the Indigenous-led group advocates for the protection of Sitka's herring population. Land ownership wasn't on the group's to-do list, but Brady says that changed when a Southeast couple, Rachel Myron and Steve Lewis, reached out to her about 2 years ago.
Her and her husband had these two pieces of land on Middle Island that they were going to gift to another organization, but they had been watching herring protectors and really liked the way that we were approaching this. Not so much fighting people, but bringing people together to protect what we love.
The location turned out to be fortuitous. The land sits right next to a historical hotspot for herring spawn. Brady isn't sure how they'll use the land long term, but she says it could be a convenient hub for harvesters.
We're headed to a really good area for harvesting, and it also happens to be really close to our land, so that people could perhaps anchor up there and not have to come back to town, and they could just check their branches.
Today, the focus is on gratitude for the land and for previous generations. As the boat weaves its way through Sitka Sound, Tlingit scholar Hune Lance Twitchell addresses the group.
What's going to happen out there is sometimes we think about the things we don't want to let go of, the things that are most precious to us, and we give them up. And the reason we do this is because some people have died protecting our lands.
He's holding a heavy copper shield, or tana, engraved with a formline herring design. The tana is a symbol of wealth, and today they will throw it, along with food and tobacco, into the water around Middle Island.
It's not showing any disrespect to this item. It's a cherished thing. But what we're saying here today is even the things we value most, we give up for our future generations. So maybe they won't know this sorrow that we feel when we look around and we see people taking everything that was protected for us and for those who gave their lives protecting this for us. We pay for those lives today with this tana.
He passes the tana around the boat, encouraging everyone to touch it before it goes into the ocean. Next, he holds up a small woven basket with a turkey sandwich and a sprinkle of tobacco, also destined for the water.
Maybe we're hungry, but we feed our ancestors first because we love them.
As the boat approaches the rocky, forested shoreline of Middle Island, the group sings mourning songs and calls out the names of ancestors.
Peter Simpson, Hayday.
Annie Bennett, Hayday.
Nels Lawson, Hayday.
Then Brady raises the tana over her head and drops it into the ocean. Twitchell drops the basket of food and tobacco. Others file through, tossing shreds of tobacco into the swirling waters. After a moment, everything disappears beneath the water. Brady says there's still a long way to go towards restoring land access.
I'm hoping all of our people get access to sockeye, to herring eggs, to halibut, to the flora, all the fauna, all the fish.
For now, though, the ancestors are fed and the herring protectors turn to their own meals in gratitude for the gift of food and the gift of land. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
House lawmakers on Monday removed an amendment from a bill that would have raised the age of consent from 16 to 18 in some situations. The main bill requires the state to screen children for signs of sex trafficking when they interact with state agencies like the Office of Children's Services. It's sponsored by Representative Sarah Vance, a Homer Republican who chairs the House Judiciary Committee. And Vance says she'd like to keep the bill focused squarely on that goal.
From my perspective, raising the age of consent is a very deep issue, and there is a bill, a 23-page bill, that addresses that, that I think deserves its own attention.
Representative Andrew Gray proposed raising the age of consent with a handwritten amendment during a floor debate last month. More than three-quarters of the House supported it at that time. That's despite the fact that, as it's written, it would have only changed the age of consent in a few specific situations. Gray, an Anchorage Democrat, isn't giving up. He plans to introduce another amendment to raise age of consent to 18 more broadly when the child trafficking bill comes up again.
If you actually talk to the stakeholders, if you talk to the organizations that work with folks who are victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child sex trafficking, they would say the biggest bang for our buck is to raise the age of consent.
It's not clear when the bill will come up for another round of debate in the House, but Gray says he's confident the chamber will support adding the amendment back in. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 53 degrees and a bit cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, the low is 37 degrees, and some fog may be in the way early tomorrow morning. The high tomorrow will be 56 degrees, and it looks like it will be sunny. And that's true Friday as well, and also on Saturday. Rain may come on Saturday night and Sunday. You're listening to KTOO.